Hello, everybody. Hope you're all well. No, the calendar isn't wrong. This is a Monday night and we are recording an FPL pod due to there being a midweek Premier League fixtures tomorrow. And there's just been there's been a lot of stuff happen. A mad Saturday of goals galore. And then a Sunday with 4-2-1s in the Premier League, all home wins, finishing 2-1. So lots of drama on the pitch and also off the pitch within the FPL community. And that's where I'm going to start at the moment. There was a little bit of drama with a big FPL content creator seemingly having the armband on Haaland all week, then to change it with 10 seconds before the deadline and not sort of saying to anyone what he was going to do. And then it came out that Haaland wasn't playing at all. And basically there's been people accusing him of having insider information and not telling anyone about it. The issue with this is the abuse that this person has received. And it's Andy from Let's Talk FPL. And unless you've been living under a rock, you probably know that anyway. But basically, you know, abuse is never the answer. It's a game with virtual football shirts, basically. You know, there's no money involved, really. There's no prizes as such. It's just a fantasy football game. And I think, I'm attached to it. I'm addicted to it. I've got FPL apps up every morning. I'm in the Slack talking about FPL every day. I'm in the FPL banter group. We're bantering and talking FPL every day. Like, we love it. We're addicted to it. And sure, when stuff like this happens, it's annoying. And I suppose when you follow a content creator religiously and then they've potentially given you wrong... Well, see, he hasn't even given wrong information. He's just changed his armband at the last minute. Now, the end of the day, Haaland didn't play. So he wasn't in the squad at all. So as long as your vice-captain is on someone... That's what the vice-captain's there for. If something goes wrong, you know, Haaland, we don't even know why Haaland was out, and I'll get to that in a minute. But if he came on for a one-pointer and he's changing at the last minute, yeah, you can be a little bit aggrieved and thinking, you know, I follow this guy religiously. I thought if he knew something, he may have told me or told his followers, his fans, whatever you want to call it. Then yeah, but he can't. He wasn't even there. So as long as you had your vice captain on someone decent, and a lot of the seasoned FPL players would have had their vice captain probably on a Bruno or a Thiago or a Wilson maybe as a punt. You know, it would have been on someone decent. It's kind of on you if your captaincy was on like a Hill for Bournemouth or an Ayer for Brentford, something like that. Or, you know, it's at the end of, like, it's your team. And at the end of the day, it is your team. If something goes wrong, that's on you. Andy or any other content creator is not hacking into your FPL accounts and putting the captaincy on Haaland when he ain't playing and putting your vice captain on like a, you know, a 4% player. Like, it's your FPL team. You decide what you're going to do. If you're going to follow someone religiously and not take your own picks, then that's up to you. Or you're going to, you know, play the game how you want to play it, and the picks on you. Basically, as I just said, it's your FPL team. So whatever happens, whatever right decisions you make or wrong decisions you make, it's on you. And I think the people that have got really, really mad at him is obviously the people that don't actually have their own, don't use their own common sense of what they want to do with their FPL team. They're just following someone else doing it who, you know, FPL experts. And I think the abuse is just out of order. I think it's some of the comments I've read, it's just abusive and downright bullying. And he even wrote a tweet out saying that basically his fans... I don't believe his true fans are abusing him. I think it's simply just keyboard warriors being dickheads and not feeling... They're basically feeling invincible because they're behind the keyboards. You know, he's never going to know who they are and what they are, where they are. And it's just, you know, they're just doing it because they can and it's wrong. And as I said, it's abusive. It's downright bullying. And someone like me seeing that, who maybe wants to turn this podcast into YouTube streaming, you look at it and go, shit, I don't kind of want to deal with that. If you know, thousands of people are actually listening to my advice. At the moment, I think about 10 people listen to my advice. And even then, they don't take it. And that's the other thing. Yeah, they're FPL experts. That they, you know, they get paid to give FPL advice. You don't have to take it. If you don't agree with someone, you don't have to take it. Like, you know, FPL family, that is the content creators I follow religiously. I sometimes listen to Andy and FPL Harry, but 99% of my FPL listening is purely the FPL family. But like, even the stream last night, I didn't necessarily agree with Lee and his Iwobi punt, but because he said it, it doesn't mean I have to. Oh God, shit, Lee Bonfield said we must get Iwobi this week. Like, that's it. That's the transfer I'm going to do this week. Like, no, like, it's your team, and if you want to listen to that advice, you can. So that's Steve. I joke with my mate Steve about, you know, he copies my team and that, and we have our own banter. But like today, we've had a few disagreements with the FPL teams, and you know, he for example, he mentioned and potentially captaining Rayan, and I said no, he should go for like a Semenya or a Bruno. Because I've said that, he doesn't have to go with my advice. There's been times where he's listened to my advice, and there's been times where he hasn't. I'm not being offended by it. You know, as I just said, you do what you want to do with your FPL team. But if shit hits the fan, that's on you. You press the confirm button. You, when it locked, you decided your team. That's on you. You don't go abusing other people just because you got it wrong. So that's just, yeah, that's my... Basically, the message is here. If FPL doesn't go your way, that's on you. And just be nice. Just be nice. There's a lot of shit happening in this world right now. So I think the last thing we need to do is go and abuse someone because he's changed his captain at the last minute. And like I said, if you use the vice captain properly, there's no issues. So yeah, be kind. Don't be a dickhead. Don't be a keyboard warrior. Enjoy the game that we love. Even if you don't play FPL, enjoy the football. Enjoy FPL. And yeah. Just don't be a dickhead. Quite simple, really. Yeah, well, we spoke about 8 minutes on that, so let's get to the FPL side of it. Red Arrow for me, 44k red. I kind of hanged my hat on Pedro and Palmer doing something, and if 11 men stayed on the pitch for Chelsea, maybe I could have got something out of Pedro, definitely. But Arsenal being set piece kings again. And yeah, Neto just being a twat, quite frankly. And yeah, so that was a little bit annoying because I only got 3 points from those two, which kind of basically approved the red arrow, basically. Captain Thiago could have gone Semenyo, could have gone Bruno. I went for my boy in the end. I backed him. He got a goal. Could have had two. I'll watch the highlights, but that game was just bonkers. I mean, really, we could have lost that 4-3 or drawn 4-4. But VAR was my friend this week in terms of Brentford. So I'll happily take it. And in the FPL banter group, it's called Blame the Chalk, but it's the FPL banter mini league. I got the least score out of all of us, and Steve is now 2 points ahead of me, which is really annoying. But hey, you know, got to give back to charity every now and then. So we'll be back in midweek. We'll bounce back. But flags galore. Yeah, if I'm pretty sure every single FPL team has a flag somewhere, whether it's Haaland, whether it's Rice, whether it's Wilson, Nico Riley. There's rumours that Raya might even be out for midweek. Yeah, a lot of flags. So I've, for the first time ever in a George FPL pod, FPL Banter pod, I have made some notes on what we're going to talk about. Haaland. Now, I had a somewhat heated debate in the FPL Banter group this morning on the narrative of Erling Haaland and his, not being at Leeds, basically. Now, you could have the narrative that Pep's not said anything because there is a genuine injury, but they don't know what it is and they don't know why or how long he's going to be out for. There is that narrative. Or there's the narrative that I've created, which I think he was rested. I think City saw the fixtures they got coming up. Obviously, they had Leeds, so they got Forest on Wednesday. Then they got an FA Cup game against Newcastle, which, by the way, if Newcastle win, there may not necessarily be a blank for City in 31, so be mindful of that. They got West Ham in between two legs against Real Madrid. As I said, I had a little heated debate on the FPL Banter group this morning, and a certain individual made it sound like I basically said that Haaland's gone in, he's kicked down Pep's door and gone basically, right, I love Leeds, I was born there, I support them, I ain't going to play against them. That's not what I'm saying at all. I think Pep and Haaland, or Pep and the physio, whatever, they've had a conversation on Haaland's fitness and they've gone, yeah, we're going to leave you out of this one. I think we have enough here to go beat Leeds away. You know, you don't play well against him anyway. You don't like playing against him. And he's openly said, Haaland, before, he didn't like scoring against Leeds because he scored a goal and he didn't celebrate. He did nothing. He literally scored and did nothing. And ever since then, he's never scored against them. And we all saw how bad he was in the home fixture against Leeds. Now, I'm not saying he's kicked that door down and gone, right, I love Leeds. I was born there. I support the club. I ain't playing Saturday. I don't believe that whatsoever. I believe he was rested because there's no... Pep hasn't said what this injury is. They just said he had a minor injury in training and we've left him at home. And then when he was asked if Haaland would be back for us, he just said, don't know. Like, I think it's just Pep basically not saying there's an injury, really, because there isn't one. If he don't play against Forest, then that narrative is false. And the whole he didn't want to play because it was Leeds thing is false. And he was rested is false. And there's a genuine injury concern there for Haaland. I think he's absolutely fine. But we'll see on Wednesday. On the back of that, Ekitike had a stormer against West Ham. He got two assists and a goal. And that you know, there's a very popular narrative, right? Haaland's getting a blank soon. Let's sell for 2 weeks and get Ekitike. And I'm at the moment 60-40 onto that narrative. Even though I think he'll play against Forest, I think this might be the time to get off Haaland with this very long fixture run, the congested fixture run that they're going to have. So, however, the message is here, wait for the pressers. Don't listen to my pod and go, yeah, George is right, I'm getting Ekitike. Like, wait to see what Pep says. We're gonna find out what Arteta's going to say about Rice and Raya. We're going to see what Pep says about O'Reilly and Haaland. And for the Fulham owners as well, we're going to see what they say about Harry Wilson. I've only got Haaland and O'Reilly. So the City one is what I will be listening out for. In terms of O'Reilly, I want to keep him more than I want to keep Haaland, which sounds bonkers. But I just think O'Reilly's been, I mean, I said it the other day, you've got a centre, you've got a defender in FPL playing it as an 8, sometimes even as a 10, or as a second striker. So if there's any indication that he's fine for the next two game weeks, even after the blank, he can just go on my bench with Semenya and Gabriel. I think Haaland's one that can go, because we're now starting to see strikers perform again. The likes of Ekitike, Raul with the nice fixtures. Sesko's now got 4-4. Now, Raul and Sesko, there's a little bit of a striker rotation risk there. But if they're continuing scoring and having nice fixtures, then that is somewhere you can go. Flags are low. We've just got to wait and see what happens. If you want to sell O'Reilly, if you've got him, I would get a Liverpool defender. I would get Virgil or Konate. I'm sure most probably have Virgil by now. So I don't hate double Liverpool defence. Ideally, I think you should get Virgil and either Szoboszlai or Ekitike. If you want a second Liverpool, if you've already got Virgil. If you don't have Virgil, I think you need Virgil. I think you need Virgil more than any other Liverpool player at the moment. They're now scoring they've scored the most set piece goals at Liverpool since January. And he's rock solid. He'll get DEFCON most of the time. He'll score a goal from set pieces. He's kind of doing what Gabriel was doing at the start of the season. Raul, I mentioned, he's a strike option, as well as Sesko. Raul has penalties. Sesko is just, he's coming on, he's either starting and scoring, or he's coming off the bench and scoring. And Man United's fixture wrong isn't that bad. Rayan, I'm not sure about him, you know, and a lot of people have got him recently, and I think he's a bit of a flair player, and I think he's going to be one of them where he's going to have one really good week where he's going to get like 2 goals and an assist, and then he'll just blank for you for the next 2 or 3. I think he's that kind of player. Dango or Sade, if you don't have either of them, if you double up on Brentford, we still have a nice fixture run. We've won our last 5 games against Bournemouth. They've never beaten us in the Premier League ever. Bournemouth, when we played against them, we got the best away form in the last 8 games in the Premier League, 1-7, lost 1. I know Burnley, even though we got the 3 points, Burnley was very an alarming performance. And I don't really know what happened there, to be honest. I do believe if Kelleher was in goal, we wouldn't have conceded 2 of them at least. I think they would have got 1 at best. I think Kelleher is just so commanding at the back. And Vladimir Martin, he's a good stopper, but he's a nervy keeper. I'm not 100% sure on him. Dango or Sade is an option if you want to do that as a replacement for Harry Wilson. You can also go Aya or Van der Berg for Brentford. Again, the fixtures are nice. We will probably concede, but I think the DEFCON is there for the pair of them. And Iwobi. I mean, Lee went a bit mental on the stream yesterday about Iwobi, but I don't think Iwobi's an awful pick. I think if Wilson's not there, Iwobi will have to step up a little bit for the next 3. Personally, if you're going to go for a Fulham player, I'd rather go Raul and probably Anderson at the back. But I don't hate the Iwobi punt, but I wouldn't do it myself either, if that makes sense. That's kind of where I'm at. That's what I think in terms of if you want replacement for these injuries, if they are really injured. So we'll go through my team for last week, and then we'll have a conversation about what I'm going to do. Basically tomorrow. So Ruth's got a 2. Dubravka was on my bench for a zero, obviously conceding four against Brentford. Roots just a set and forget at the moment. Sunderland are not great. They're on the beach now. Mukaway is now injured, so the Sunderland defence is even worse. But yeah, I don't think a goalkeeper transfer is what I'm going to do this week. I think the whole Haaland-O'Reilly thing is something I need to look at. sorry, I just having a drink. Then a back four of Gabriel with his nine with an assist. And what did he... Yeah, he got an assist. He got the free bonus as well. And he got Defcon. So a lovely 9 points from Gabriel. I think even though I sold Timber and Rice, which was the combo that really hurt me this week, I think it still is time to get off Rice and Timber. I think now you can start to slowly sell your blanks and get ready for 31. Hill with a two. He wasn't great. His Defcons have gone a little bit as well. But, you know, he's, for the price he is, he's a starter. He'll normally will get you Defcons, so he's a stay for the moment. Virgil with his goal, and just Virgil with the goal, getting a seven. And then O'Reilly with a six, could have been more. And then he had that great chance in the first half, which he should have scored. And then, he went off injured, so we have to wait and see what happens there. Dango with a five, got the assist for the first goal. Semenya with an eight. Semenya was annoying, right? Because he really should have got a bonus. But the reason he didn't get a bonus was because he was offside four times. That's why he lost his bonus, which is mental, really. Palmer with a one, and then really the one I should have captained, Bruno with a lovely 13. If you did stick with Bruno, fair play, well done. Slightly jammy, in my opinion, with the penalty. I think it's a penalty, but I think he's really soft. But annoyingly, if you give that penalty, you have kind of got to send Lacroix off as well. So I think slightly jammy from Bruno Cappers, but you know, fair play, you need a bit of jam in FPL. And then João Pedro with a 2 and my captain Thiago with a 12. He was on 16 at one point, but with all the with Burnley's scoring 3 goals and really technically scoring 5 goals, he just lost. He just got the goal. And he got one bonus, but it could have been more. And he was there was a chance before his goal, which he should have put away as well. And then my bench, as I said, Dubravka was a zero. Haaland on the bench because he didn't play of a zero. Maynard got a two. And then I still have Ricard Romero, who will be back in game week 30. So watch out for that. So my bus team for now, and this is me presuming Haaland and O'Reilly are both out. So I've got Roofs in goal against Leeds. Both Leeds away or Everton away. I just think Roofs is the one to go for, really. I could see that being a 0-0, to be fair. Well, I love a 0-0, but we shall see. And then a back three of Gabriel, Hill and Virgil. And then a midfield five of Bruno Fernandes, Semenyo, Palmer, Dango and Maynard at the moment, which I don't like. He was just there just to fund money for Palmer and basically Palmer and Virgil. Bruno, Semenyo, Palmer, Dango, Maynu, and then Thiago and João Pedro is the front two. I will make a transfer, at least one, because I don't want Maynu starting for me. I know he is starting for Man United, but he's not really in the assists. He's not getting Defcon. He's just not really doing anything. He's just there. So I kind of want someone else. Annoyingly, selling Maynu only gets me a 5.5. And if I went for a 5.6, I could have got a Rayan or an Iwobi. Which is annoying because I could have done that. If Haaland is out, If Haaland's out, I'll get Ekitike, and then Mina will go on the bench for Ekitike. If O'Reilly's out, see, it depends if we get an actual timeline of Haaland and O'Reilly. Because if Pep just goes, yep, O'Reilly's out for 2 months, then I will just sell O'Reilly, and I'll either go... I might go double Liverpool, to be honest. I know that sounds mental, but Wolves away, Liverpool should be keeping a clean sheet in that game. And they still have a nice run after that. They got Spurs as well. Other than that, I don't know if I like anyone else at the back. I can't go Arsenal again because of the blank. I can't really go back to Gehi because of the blank. I mean, I've only got to sell one City player to then have a full 11 31 anyway. Yeah, I mean, I pondered taking a hit as well for Haaland and Salah, for Ekitike and Salah. But it means I'll have to sell Palmer, which I'm not happy to do. If I sell Haaland, I can get Ekitike, and then I can sell Mainu and get Szoboszlai. And then I potentially bench Dango for Szoboszlai. That's also an option, because I think because of all the flags, we will see some hits this midweek. So that's something I'm looking at. Yeah, but I think the main transfer will be, if Haaland's out, or if he's deemed not fit, then I think Haaland to Ekitike will happen. And if we don't get a conclusive answer from Pep, which is probably what will happen, we won't get an actual, yep, he's available, or yep, he's starting, then that might still happen. Because it's Wolves away and then Spurs at home is an opportunity you can't really miss. So I think a Liverpool attacker is needed somehow, some way. So yeah, that's my plan. In terms of captaincy, if I do get Ekitike, he's an option. I think all of my midfield four, bar Mainu, so Bruno, Semenyo, Palmer and Dango are all an option. Thiago as well as Pedro. At the moment, I'm teetering between Bruno, Palmer and Semenyo. I think the way Villa played the other day against Wolves was diabolical. I thought they were absolutely awful. They made Wolves look like the team in third place and Villa bottom. That's how good bad they were. I don't think Wolves were amazing. I just think Villa was so bad. And if they play like that, Palmer and Pedro can bounce back against after the Burnley draw and the Arsenal defeat. But there's a bit of an anomaly about Palmer, and I do worry if he's going to go missing again. I kind of made this Chelsea heel, and I kind of got to die on it until at least 31, which is a little bit annoying because I'm kind of ready to get off Chelsea, but we're just going to have to wait and see. But yeah, I think that's everything. Yeah, so probably Semenyo cap at the moment. I think that's the best option, especially if Haaland is out. Semenyo will be the main guy. And to be fair, even when Haaland's not been playing, he kind of has been the main guy recently anyway. Yeah, that's it really. Steve, yeah, well done, Steve. On top of the mini league, but you won't be there long, mate. Shout out to Claire, by the way, who got 7th place in the Manager of the Month competition in the FPL family. She had a great week. Some really great scores in February from her. So she's climbing. Nicole as well. She got a massive green arrow this week. So lots of green arrows for everyone but me, it seemed, this week. But every setback means there's a greater comeback. So a comeback is on the horizon, hopefully, this midweek. Green arrows, everyone.